Om Shanti. Good morning. Greetings for Shivratri. So we had Baba's Moli last night, and we had another one this morning, so two Shivratri Molis in just less than 24 hours. Anyway, we were all speaking, and we thought it'd be lovely just to meet with the family from the Asia-Pacific region, just to say hello, see how everyone is. And so what we thought we might do is our sisters on the stage will all share for a few minutes. And I think you know that this group is a part of the RCT. Does everyone know what the RCT is? Not many. As you, when Didi passed away, we met with all the seniors, Mohini Didi, Jenti Didi, and they decided that we'll form a team in Asia to help manage. So, as we often say, it took eight of us to do what Didi did. But, so we have this team, so Miraben, Rajiben, Chris, Trish, myself, and Lakshmi from Singapore is also on it, and also Morni from Australia. So they're just going to share, and then we're going to hear a little bit of news. I've asked a few to share a little bit of news, but if any of you have anything interesting from your place you'd like to share, we'll just get a flavour of what's happening in the Asia-Pacific region. So I'm going to ask Miraben to share something with us, and then Rajiben will follow.
Om Shanti. Good morning. So it's the celebrations day. Just now we had an inauguration of a bus that somebody has donated to use for double foreigners in Gyan Sarovar. Traveler bus. And a bike. So did you all enjoy Bhavdada's meeting last night?
Yes.
Yeah?
The best one so far.
I think this time, coming to Madhuban, after listening to so many Avyak Bhavdada's Murlis of the season already since October, and coming here to celebrate Shiv Jayanti is really a great treat for all of us. And I find Baba has been, in a way, reminding us in various murlis, both Sakar and Avyakt murlis, of the main important lessons that we need to practice in order to prepare ourselves for the difficult times that is coming ahead. And one interesting thing, you know, Baba said in one of the murlis, which I liked it very much, was Baba said, you are all effort makers anyway, you know. But according to the speed of the time, now your effort has to be intense. When Baba said intense effort, which means, of course it is flying, but flying with fast speed, intense effort. And Baba also gave a few explanation about intense effort makers. One of the things that Baba mentioned was that, you know, to not to give any excuses, not to give any reason, to make your thoughts and actions identical. So that is intense effort, you know. And also last night, again, Baba underlined something. Did you remember what Baba said, underlined point yesterday? No waste thoughts. Now this Baba has been telling us in so many Murlis, no waste thought, no waste thought. But yesterday in connection with Shiv Jayanti, so Baba mentioned about sacrificing, surrendering or letting go of the waste. And it was very interesting when Baba was explaining about how we convince ourselves, you know, it is not really waste, it is a news that we hear. But in fact, very specifically Baba underlined yesterday that if anything that is not going to help us to churn knowledge, so that is waste. No, something, I think it's a good homework, not homework to do when we go back home, but you should start doing homework now itself, classwork, you can say, you know. So Baba gives us so many temptations nowadays. If you do that, Baba will give you these incentives, you know. But whether we get it or not, but I think that should be our aim. You know, this time when we are here, we work on ourselves to such an extent that no waste thinking, no waste looking, no waste talking, no wasting time. So for that, what I find myself, so we really need to have a checking and change for ourselves every now and then, intensive checking. If you want to be an intense effort maker, you have to be intensive in checking also. So that I am able to know where sometimes I make the mistake. And the second thing, Baba is also nowadays talking about Amrit Vela a lot, you know. Somehow he is watching us these days at Amrit Vela, what we are doing and how we are using our Amrit Vela time. So I think we are all becoming more aware that when we wake up in the morning, Amrit Vela, that Baba is watching, Baba is listening to what we are talking to him, because he reports in the Murlis, you know. So it's very nice that at least we get an acknowledgement that what we are doing at Amrit Vela, it is not just we are doing it as a ritual, but really with love. So I also would like to, you know, just to give that importance when you are in Madhuban, to give so much of emphasis on having the best Amrit Vela every day, so that you can carry that sanskaras with you when you go back to your home. Then even though you are alone or you don't have a big gathering, but you are able to maintain that quality of Amrit Vela all the time. And another thing what I have noticed, because I came to Madhuban on the 7th of February, and since then I see that most of the Brahmins do definitely have a lot of interest for self-progress, but at the same time, you know, looking at keeping the, like today, yesterday Baba said, are you knowledgeable or knowledgeful? So many of us are knowledgeable, but not knowledgeful. So in what way, Baba, it's good to churn on that point, you know, to what extent I have become knowledgeable and to what extent I have become knowledgeful. And of course, Baba has given the challenge for us, at least in one subject, you should become expert at least Baba wants in all four subjects, but at least one subject become expert. And this morning also Baba said, if you do 100%, if you do 90% effort, Baba will add 10%. So all these incentives Baba is giving us to make sure so we work towards glorifying Baba's name. So this is the year of glorifying Baba's name in whatever way. It's our practical life that helps us to reveal Baba more than talking about Baba's knowledge. So some of the things that means I have been watching from Baba's Murlis and thinking about it, how to go into the depth of it so that we become embodiments. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I like to also add a few things what Sister Meera is talking about. You know, these waste thoughts, it's today's Murli 2009, how many years ago? In the board, Baba says, late board, already put, not too late. And still he's saying that from today, if you can say past is past, and from today still I can start this double intense effort. Still I can reach to my destination. The effort, Baba said, double intense effort is, which I took very seriously today, every minute and every breath, there is a attention on yourself. Then you can reach to 101. Makes sense, isn't it? Every breath and every minute, no waste at all. But Baba clarified, you know, waste means when one thing is Maya comes, the other is Maya comes and you give them chai. You give them toli. You make the Maya sit inside you. That Baba said, don't do. One is Maya is coming, you have to recognize. The other is making Maya, you know, giving little bit food, will sit and talk to you. So therefore we have to recognize how variety way Maya comes, being knowledge, full knowledge, with understanding how to finish these waste thoughts. But last night one point which Mirabhan mentioned too, one was that, you know, when we sit with each other, any waste we talk, it creates an atmosphere of waste. That Baba says, stop it. One is internal, our effort. Other is being very aware with others when we sit together and not to do. And one more thing I want to add also is the avyakti signals. You know, nowadays beautiful themes are coming up in the avyakti signals. So how we can glorify Baba? You know, so this morning Sister Mohini was saying in the flag hosting in Shantivan that we think TV, radio, this printing that, AI, many things we are doing to glorify Baba. She said that's fine, but each one of us have to glorify Baba through our sweetness, through our face and words, chalan, activity. Whosoever comes in my contact experiences that sweetness of Baba, that love of Baba, belonging feelings of Baba. So that time you are touching the hearts of the soul. That is glorification of Baba. So not just to go here, there and do, and but someone comes in front, I can't even give the sweet words. So glorification, she said, that every one of us can do of Baba. And this time I came back here again to Madhuban after 1 month and a half. I was here until, you know, middle of December. So this time also, a very big group. Last time I was here only 200, 150. But it's so nice to see all different countries have come and welcome. Om Shanti.
Oh, Shanti, so what I liked from last night's Murli was Baba was saying, make effort, or go ahead from your own interest and with determination. So not by being given a program, but by what comes, you know, from within the self, so that it really comes from your heart and you mean it, rather than if you're told something or hear something and you think that's nice, but it doesn't really have the power to happen. So I really liked that. And then Baba said, to talk to Baba from your heart as the merciful and compassionate Father, and then Baba can help us to make changes that need to be made from, you know, from within ourselves. So that was very nice. And then, you know, it's God Himself who has given us self-respect, and that to really such a, the highest seat that you can have, you know, to be the Master, Almighty Authority, and to think about what that really means. And so that was nice. And then on the way down, I was talking with some sisters in the car, and we just sort of talking about what's how things are now, and how you know, there, yes, there aren't daddies, but we're all here for each other, and it's really the time of the family being united and cooperating, and you know, sort of supporting each other, so that. You know, one point someone said was, it's people who can work with others who will be able to do things, you know, so that we all together get things done by cooperating and working in teams. So I thought that was sort of important, and I have seen it happening. And even one example here, I've been helping with the program, and we said to some people at short notice, we said, oh, can you do this thing, and they said, yes, no problem. And I said, can you do it by 3:30 tomorrow morning? And they said, yes, no problem. And then I saw them doing it together, and I thought I could see that they could do it because they were helping each other and they were all supporting each other. So that was really lovely. And another point with the theme of the season being becoming a bestower, lovely point from Sudhadidhi's class was that she was saying it's bestowing when we do the act of accepting and supporting each other. So acceptance and is a lovely thing to do, and to encourage each other. And that's when that was her experience, and how when someone helps us in a time of need, it's a bestowing from them, but it's also a learning, a meaningful learning. And she was giving the example of how Jagdish Bhai had been that for her. And of course we were all reflecting in the car too on Didi Nirmala and how she had shared with us. So those of us who knew her, I'm sure, can think of those examples as well. So, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, good morning. You know, I've been just the last few months working with something that Baba shares quite often. When he talks about Brahma Baba and his efforts, he says something like, and you, do you remember what he says? After he tells about Brahma Baba and his efforts and his practice, do you recognize anything he says after that? Yeah, and the same applies to you, right? And so I hear it, and I hear it, but the last few months I've just really been letting it sit in my heart and noticing what happens when I accept Shiv Baba's vision of the soul, that truly the same applies to me as what he's saying about dear Brahma Baba. And allow myself to sit with the feeling of the highest potential of the soul, whether it's the angel or the golden age. And so that was something Surya Bhai mentioned last night when he said, you know, what did Brahma Baba do? What did he do? He just accepted Shiv Baba's vision on him, that he would become Narayan, and he just worked with that. That was at the front of his consciousness. But yes, he was so full-time and committed in service until the last breath, the last day, he was answering the messages and the letters. But that vision of Shiv Baba was number one. And the same for Mama. She accepted the words that Shiv Baba said, you will become Radhe. So I was just really checking the last few months how much I accept fully. That means in my thoughts, my consciousness, my vision, my subconscious, my unconscious, and work with that. And I thought the sign that I'm really accepting that is that when I hear, whether it's the Sakam early, I will sit with the points where Baba encourages me to have a vision of my highest potential. So in every Murli, there's so many invitations to see yourself in your golden age form, to see your body in its golden age form, to see your brain, your relationships, your interaction with the animals, whatever it is, I will work with those points and build the experience of them so that I start to do what Daddy says of really bringing the golden age into the present. So when I'm hearing the news, especially the news, I was with someone and they were sharing news, very, very strong things of the world. But my practice now is whenever I hear strong things of what's happening in the Iron Age, I just remember that each of those scenes, each of those actions, as extreme as they might be, are bringing that new world closer for us and bringing peace closer for our world family. So it's a win-win, as extreme as the scenes may be. And Baba said, mountains of sorrow truly will fall. So recognize that when we hear the news, each of those mountains falling is actually bringing golden age for us and peace for our world family. And we were talking about not just the human souls of the world, but the animals, the billions of souls of the animals that are suffering day in, day in, out, they will also get peace. So yeah, just working with that and enjoying how each of us is higher than the highest president of the world, right? Baba was saying, you know, the presidents, they're so careful with their time, but they are nothing compared to each and every one of us. And so our time is so precious. And I just feel each moment, Baba wants to fill us with so much, so much. And when Charlie said like 8 of us replaced Didi, not even close. I don't think 100 could ever replace Didi. But anyway, we are doing our best in this new scene and enjoying it. And handing over to senior brother, dear brother. Isn't he an amazing brother? Don't you feel? We are so lucky to have him in this region. So I just feel that. And I think he's the only one in the world that knows everyone's name. Really? Do you notice that? It's unbelievable.
Well, I don't know whether I know everyone's name. But, you know, it's one of the things that really touched me about Nirvebhai. That, you know, I felt he played such a special part in the Yajna because he gave respect to everybody and even those who are a bit different, because, you know, in our family we're different, aren't we? We have different personalities. He gave so much love and respect to everyone, but he could remember everyone's name, and I found that a form of respect in a way. last night, one of the things Baba said, just one of his one-liners, which touched me, Baba said, Baba sees the good in everything. And I thought that, you know, to me that's just so powerful. We're living in the end of the end of the Iron Age where all of us are witnessing so much negativity, bad behavior, so many things, and yet really to keep oneself happy, and I really remind myself a lot, I really have to train my vision. And the power of that vision, you know, when you see the value in others and you see the good in others. Because when we'd meet Baba, when I first met Baba in the 1970s, one thing I noticed was that you'd sit in front of Baba, and the way Baba spoke to you like you're up here, a bit like Trish was saying, having that incredible self-respect of who you are. Baba's vision was so elevated. And I often sat in front of Baba and realized my vision was here and Baba's vision was here. And how just Baba's drishti made me feel so uplifted. And I feel that at the moment, you know, of course the number one thing is to remember Baba. Perhaps number two is to be soul conscious. To me, number three is to see the value in everyone and everything. It's a recipe to be happy in this world. And, you know, then we say, well, there's so much negativity around. Do I not see it? Am I innocent? Am I naive? No. One thing Baba said once, which I really loved, was he said, right is right and wrong is wrong, but don't bring it into your feelings. In other words, you will see what is happening, but you maintain good feelings. And I just feel for me that it's a decision in Brahman life. Even in our family, we all know things happen that perhaps we'd prefer not to. But if I choose to see what's good, I think I feel much better. I keep myself happy. Because the account of waste, when Baba was talking about it, I was thinking that I'd say most of it comes from our relationships. Sometimes the relationship with the self, if I look down on myself, but that account of waste. And so to make a decision, just say, yes, it's a really challenging world, people are this, people are that, but I choose to see the good in others. And that is such spiritual power to me, to make that decision in my life. And I think it changes how you feel. And as all the sisters have been saying, it sort of changes the atmosphere as well. So I really enjoyed how Baba was so positive last night. So what we always love to do in these meetings is to see who is here. So I've got a list of all the countries, and maybe when I read out the country, can we all stand up? And if you want, you can wave to everybody and everyone can wave back again. So, I'm going to go in alphabetical order. So, Australia. A is Australia. So, anyone? So, give a wave to everyone. Well, Chris also stood up. Thank you. And anyone from Bhutan here? I don't think so. We had three, but is the Bhutanese family here? No. I think they might have gone. Anyone from Cambodia here? I'm going to read out all the countries. No. China. Oh. A special welcome to you. Special welcome. And now I'm on China, I should say Hong Kong. Anyone here from Hong Kong?
Yeah, they are, but they were in Shanti on 7
of them. Oh, okay. I think some are still in Pandav Bhavan and some still in Shantivan too. Fiji, anyone from Fiji here? No? Indonesia. Yes. Yeah. Ah. Welcome. Japan?
No one.
No one. Rajni Ben's here. Say, say hello to everyone in Japanese, Rajni Ben. Konnichiwa. Korea. Oh. Mira and Jyoti are here, but they've gone to the Shakti, Shiv Shakti, so we have our brother with us. Malaysia, always a big, big, big group. Sixty-five here from Malaysia, that's wonderful. Now from Malaysia, Myanmar, I don't think any from Myanmar either, but they do come in big groups. New Zealand? Nobody. Philippines. And Singapore. Yeah, I think many haven't come across. Sri Lanka. Now this will be half the room.
32.
Oh, 32. 39 from Sri Lanka. 65 from Malaysia, about 40 from Australia. So it's good groups. Thailand. Here we are. And Taiwan, I don't think anyone's here from Taiwan. And finally, anyone else? Vietnam. So welcome to everybody. Have I left anyone out? Is there anyone here that hasn't claimed? New Zealand, stand up. We have a New Zealand representative. So we've got about half an hour left, and I thought it'd be really lovely just to, we thought, hear from everyone a little bit of news. So I'm going to ask Ganesh first of all, and maybe if we could... Can we use that microphone? And... And then I'm going to, after Ganesh, Mona from Indonesia. You here, Mona? Oh, she's translating afterwards. Just to get ready. And then Jessica, so.
Om Shanti. So good morning to everyone. Happy to see everyone in this same hall. So it's nice to see all of you. Generally, we just move around here. So some news, as Charlie Bhai was saying, this time we wanted to make use of the 90th year anniversary as a tool, no? Because when we say 90 years anniversary, there's a pull. So this time Shivaratri, and also we wanted to bring the Buddhist community close. So for the past 6 months, 7 months, in fact 8 months, many started to do meditation, to create atmosphere in the center so that they can have programs in the center so that public can come to the center so that they can see the, you know, the difference, how they see it in the public place and in the centers. So there is one advantage actually. They use this for publicity and they use variety forms of publicity to gather the crowd. And some places they have done it in the beach, some in the public place. Most of it is in the centers, so that they can actually come to the center and see what's happening. Now at least they can see this is a meditation room, this is how you maintain your center, and this is also a good chance for all the BKs to be engaged so that they can do karma yoga and keep the centers very clean. Because people come in, no, they can see it. So this is a very good advantage, and also they need a lot of engagement with all the BKs who are not took knowledge but then not coming into connection. So get them involved. So two things. One is power of yoga, and the other one is the Murli, and the other one is karma yoga, and the last one is the service. So all four subjects covered in this 90th celebration. So that is how they use for the publicity. So that is on Shivaratri, you know, calling. And the other thing which happened was the Buddhist community. So they had an idea to invite 90 monks for the anniversary. They wanted to have it near the center. They have a free land by the side of a center there. where most of the Buddhist community together. So they managed to get 90 monks, but later 100 monks were there. So there was an additional, because there was a Buddhist monk who wanted to, he came into connection with us, because last day we had a program for the first Buddhist retreat. So he was very instrumental to do a lot of help. He's a very elderly person and he has a Buddhist temple nearby that place. So he managed to get 100 people. So I met him just 2 weeks ago before coming to Madhuban. I asked him for a 90 years of a celebration here, give a message. So he wrote a message in English and also in Sinhala medium. So I address it to Suresh Didi. So I'll be giving it to Suresh Didi. I think Charlie Bhai has a copy also. So what I felt was they wanted to be involved. No, we are the Brahma Kumaris worldwide. We are involving for bringing people together. Not only humans, like Trish was saying, animals and nature. So this is connected with their practices. Because his own temple, he had 100 year celebration. So he was saying that this is a good thing. They have come into connection. So he did a lot of things. What they are going to do, in fact it's happening today. Today it's happening. And also World Peace Hour in the evening. So we suggested that today you can have that and they gather 100 monks. They're giving them Brahma Bhojan and they're giving them some message and also some literature. So this is what's happening here. So what I learned from this participation is, we use something when Baba has a feeling to involve every BK, to get involved with the center and then the public, so that even the police force, the military, they come into connection with the center. So they feel, we are doing something good and they want to give a lot of cooperation. So this is what I learned, that if we are active, if BKs become active, in fact the whole world, they will become very cooperative. Om Shanti.
Hello. And so thank you, Ganesh Bhai. We did a little tour of Sri Lanka quickly. Now Mona in Indonesia. And then Jessica, and then I'm going to ask Trish to say something about New Zealand.
Om Shanti, I'm Mona. And in Indonesia, 2025, there are few newness in Baba Sewa. First, after few efforts, spiritual effort and program, finally Baba's open new center in Medan. North Sumatra. Sister Dharmawati is now there. And also Didi Sudes went there and had a few programs with the local and the welcome and the enthusiastic was received from that program was fantastic. And also on the tour, actually, Didi Sudes was invited to be a keynote speaker in the program in Jakarta. But on the way to Jakarta, Didi Sudes came to Medan and create a program there. And in Jakarta, also newness because in celebrating International Meditation Day in Murugan Temple, one of the, they said, biggest Tamil temple in the Asia. There was a program, attended by more than thousands participants from all religion background. So many people got, and also it was, all the media, local Indonesian media covered widely the program through national TVs and many media, social media also. So that's a very good chance to promote Brahma Kumaris across the country. And after that, there are many invitations also happen and now the service in Jakarta starting to flourish. And other things in Bali, Denpasar Center also now open, like many development in the building in the centers, so many accommodation was built, so it can accommodate more people who want to go to Bali. So that's a good news also. And also in Bali, especially in Ubud, where I am also doing Baba Sewa there, we became the host of the Call of Time for Asia Pacific, and it's already done 3 times. And this year also again, on November, the good thing that we are so happy, because from this event, there are also other events, like there was 2 other Call of Time emerged from Bali or Indonesia Call of Time, which is in Pakistan and also in Papua New Guinea also. So it's really growing enthusiastic, yes, and enthusiasm from us. And I think that's all. Okay. And hopefully in this year there are other chance for Sewa, because many invitation also, like Brother Putu is here. He offer another possibility Sewa in Kalimantan. So he offer a place also there. And with Baba's blessing, with all of you, and also of course Senior's blessing, hopefully we can expand service in Indonesia.
Thank you, Sister Mona. So we've got quite a few more, so if we just keep it a bit essenceful, that would be great, if that's okay.
Om Shanti. I'm Jessica from Australia and from the Blue Mountains Retreat Center. Charlie thought for me to share just about some service we've been doing with refugee groups. So the specialty of Australia is that it's very multicultural. And we now have some community workers, social workers, who are asking to bring groups to the retreat centre to be taught Raja Yoga. And for some years we've had women from Afghanistan come. They come every year. But last year we also had a small group from Cambodia and a group from eastern Turkmenistan. They're the Uyghur, or they call it Uyghur group. So they're in China, but they're more ethnically like Turkish people. They're Muslim. So these groups are from countries that it's difficult for Baba to do service in, and it's actually easier to serve them in Australia. So that's what it feels like Baba's doing. And we recently had a Peace of Mind retreat with Charlie and others, and so some of those social workers, community workers came to that so that we can sustain them further. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Late last year in November, we did some sessions, Lakshmi and I, on basic marketing, because, we were hearing like, we have this product. I don't know if you know about this product, but it's the highest product in the universe, right? God and all that He's offering. But then you can have a very amazing product, but if your package, if you don't package it in a way that feels comfortable to the people that would like to receive it, when you offer it, even if it's an amazing, amazing product, they may not receive it. So we were exploring with marketing, and we did 6 sessions for Asia initially, and then we did another 6 sessions after. We had a lovely group came from Malaysia and Korea, Singapore, different countries to do a course connected to it, which is called the Eye Within. So we had that on the ground in one country, and then we did another series of 6 sessions. And following that, Bhavna Ben asked me to go to New Zealand, and we did a retreat there for the New Zealand family on the Eye Within, and now following that we formed a little marketing team to really explore how to package this amazing gift that we have to offer in a way that will suit people that are not only from the Indian background. I remember Didi saying that you can't think that outside of India that people will feel and receive the gift in the same way as they do inside of India. So we're exploring how to package this beautiful gift in a way that can feel very, very interesting and useful for people from a variety of backgrounds. And New Zealand has a large range of cultures, so Chinese and Maori, the native people, so and also European people. So exploring that, and it's just starting, but yeah, it's a lovely journey. And soon Jill, who's also originally from New Zealand, took Ian when she was 16. Now she's also going back to doing some retreats in Baba's retreat center there. He has a beautiful little retreat center 2 hours south of Auckland. So that's something also that's building with the family there. So Bhavna Ben's not here yet, but she would be able to share more once she's here. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Trish. So from New Zealand off to Japan. So Rajiv Ben's going to tell us about something exciting there.
Exciting, okay. Om Shanti. So as Baba mentions in the Murli about Hiroshima, all of you know, no? This word, Hiroshima. Just 24 September last year, we opened Peace Meditation House just 5 minutes away where the bomb was dropped, you know, that Peace Museum, they call it. In 5 minutes, just walk, then we have our Baba's home now, and where we did Seva last January 12, and also last, you know, year, Sister Gayatri, she opened, inaugurated, and because one of the sisters, actually is a call of time product, in a way, Charlie, you know, that sister is a professor in Hiroshima University. In 1 year corona time, we served Hiroshima University, you know, every month programs. So we have many connections now with scientists and also interfaith programs, people, priests and others, monk. So in this way, it's an international group there. It seems like little easy also to do service because it's a receptive place. And third thing what I noticed there is the people hearts and minds are open to help, because they have seen this, after seeing Peace Museum where the bomb was dropped, it's a nightmare. You know, when they come out, they don't know what can happen now. So many missiles are ready. So it's really a place international. And Charlie Bhai has so much keen interest, Gayatri Bhai and Judy Roger, to do very beautiful program, Call of Time. It is good to do. Really, I love to do. Only we need interpreters. You know, those who know English and Japanese. Once I get this year ready, Charlie Bhai, I promise you, okay? We will do Call of Time there, because it's really good to do, you know, touch the hearts of people. Why not, you know? So this Sister Jayanti gave this blessing. Last year she was there and she met many people, VIPs, bomb survivors and others. And we did program in Hiroshima where the bomb was dropped. We do. There are many programs we are doing. Yoga Bhatti and also programs. So Jayanti Ben gave us permission to do this one place, the center. She gave this name, Peace Meditation House. So everything is going very well. And thank you, Baba, also. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Rajiv Ben. That was great. So, Sister Chittanak, where are you? If you want to come. While she's coming, I think Sister Merle, we'd love to hear a little bit from you and after her. Okay. And then Mira Ben's going to share something. And if anyone else has anything really brief.
And can I just say, you know, people are taking quite a lot of photos. I really don't want my photo to go anywhere. So you can take all of them. Please don't take my photo and send it on Facebook. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Well, in the Philippines, it's actually very expensive to do Baba's business. So what we do is to do some partnership and networking. We have partnered with the police, the Philippine National Police, and this is nationwide. We have also partnered with the interfaith group, so we're a regular member of that. So there's a meeting every now and then, and we have tapped them for our programs. We are thankful we were able to send lady VIPs to the Call of Time. So they're helping us with some programs for Baba in local government cities like Quezon City. These are big cities in the Philippines. And also we have a network with a business group, and they're doing a lot of podcasts for most of our senior brothers and sisters. They have, I think they have views about 10,000. This is Cebuana Luelier. So they have actually featured already four brothers. I think it's Brother Charlie, Brother Yogesh was featured, were all featured there. And then we also have, I think we were planning in May when Sister, who's coming on May? Sister, yeah, we plan to partner her, one of our senior sisters, with one of the guests from the Call of Time, who is the head or the Philippine representative to the ASEAN Commission on Violence Against Women and Children, so that we can bring in a lot of the women leaders in the Philippines. So that's how far we can go. We have done our planning. So hopefully we can promote the Baba nationwide. Om Shanti.
I wanted to share, I just forgot at that time. As you know, our Dadi Prakash Mani, Dadi Ratan Mohini and Anand Kishore Dada, they came to Japan 1954. So how many years now? 71? Yeah, 71. So we thought, why not to honor them, you know, because they are the ones who spread the vibration of Baba's love and peace in that country. So in September, we are doing a big program in Hiroshima to honor all the BKs and honor all Dadis, those who have come there. So that was our interest, you know, to complete also the work of Baba.
Om Shanti. My name is Jitinan from Tinto Center, Thailand. And also, Trustee Bhavan is our service place. Actually, we do quite a few, but it's very interesting that last year, the year 2025 for Baba Services, is our 37th anniversary for Raja Yoga in Thailand. And Brother Charlie came to greet our family. It's the family in Thailand. It's not Thai. Didi said, don't say Thai BK or something, just BK from Thailand or BK in Thailand. We same family. So it's not divided by the country. So we had like a meeting with all the students throughout the country in every center, about 8 centers, 4 centers, 4 sub-centers, even face-to-face or online. And Brother Charlie came for a public program And that program also, we got several new students, and they still, some finished the course and some still ongoing. And the second thing that we involve is the first Buddhist retreat in Sri Lanka. And so we supported by inviting the guests from Thailand, 5 guests, and also support for the blessing and cholis. And for the second Buddhist retreat will be in Cambodia, which we couldn't go because we have some political conflicts, but we will support for cholis and blessings. And the last one recently, that one in July, right? Yeah. But the anniversary is in May. But the last retreat that we organized is the first Asian Green Angel Retreat, which is in Nautica, new main center in Korat, which is northeastern part of Thailand. And there were 30 green angels and being there and exchange. And the most important thing that I like is we share whatever they do in their countries, about 9 countries. And one sister from UK, she has so much experiences, so she shares so many programs that inspire us. Even at my service place, this year we focus on 10 ways to 10 ways that you can help to create like the world of peace, and it's 10 ways that you can be like green environment. Thank you so much. Yes.
And so now, I think finally, unless anyone has anything special you'd like to share, Mirabin's going to share about Malaysia.
I just wanted to mention that last year, 2025, we had International Meditation Day. So we were able to organize 7 big programs all over the country simultaneously. And it was very, very successful. And one interesting thing was, you know, we have Batu Caves. And in that Batu Caves, there is a cave called Ramayana Cave. So we were able to have, with some invited guests also, in the cave, the Meditation Day celebration that took place, which was covered by newspaper and media also. And this year also, for the International Yoga Day, as every year, every state have a program. So they have already started planning. And just for your information, this year, ARC, we are planning to have more regional retreats in ARC this year, so that all Asia-Pacific Brahmins can take the full benefit. So the first retreat that is happening in April is the Asia-Pacific Hindi retreat for the Hindi-speaking souls. Then there is the regional youth retreat that's happening in for the international regional Hindi retreat. Vedanti Ben is coming. For the youth retreat, Chandrika Ben, who is in charge of the youth service in India, she will be conducting the retreat. So we will also have other retreats which will be more regional, so that as we let you know, so you are most welcome to participate. And also this year, especially I was thinking we should think about doing something collectively in our region for self-service, as well as some service project for the 90th year. So what we did something from America, no, the Dilaram Bhatti that we had started. But in Malaysia, we continued until the 14th of yesterday it finished. We continued for another 15 days, and that has brought the family together because everybody focused on one thing. So I would suggest maybe we can think about doing something together as a region for self-progress and also for some service projects. Because this is 90th year, no? Something special.
You know, this week the RC is a meeting and already they've talked about a theme. So there's about 5 or 6 suggestions and the RCs, Moini Didi, Genti Didi, etc. will decide. So it'll be a worldwide theme, but it's lovely thought of Mirabhen that maybe in Asia Pacific we do something a bit different and a bit special. So in a few days we'll know what the theme is. So thank you so much, everybody. Lovely to say hello. We're going to finish with Toli and blessings. So Mirabhen will give a Toli and Rajniben the blessing. So is it okay to come up here? So if everyone can come up and take your Toli and blessing.
Oh, Shanti, just a reminder in the program today. So Mohini Didi was to join us online from 5 to 5.30. Mohini Didi was due to come, but she's not able to make it. She will join us at 7.30. So we will have 5 to 5.30 meditation. It'll be on Zoom, yes. And then 6 to 7, Brother Ken will revise Avyakt Murli. 5.30 to 6.30. 6.30 to 7.30 will be World Meditation Hour. And after World Meditation Hour, we'll have Zoom with Sister Mohini for a short message. So I hope that's clear. So meditation is at 5, and then Ken's class, 5.30 to 6.30, 6.30 to 7.30, World Meditation Hour.